the Star Trek tricorder or the mind. The Star Trek tricorder or the mind. We have the opportunity to let instruments do work for us. We have the opportunity to let things work for us, to take care of us, to handle our needs. Or we have the opportunity to let our mind take care of things that are important to us, that we would like to have in our life, and that we'd like to know in our life, and that we'd like to experience in our life. Now, what is it that you would like to have in your life? What is it that you would like to experience in your life? Would you like to have a tricorder like they use in Star Trek, in the various editions of Star Trek, where they just hold the instrument around the area that's wounded or the area that needs to be loved, and it instantly heals it? This has been happening for centuries, long before tricorders were ever thought about. This has happened throughout all of our lives, long before we had ever given them much attention. But when we see the tricorder at work, we think to ourselves, wow, what a neat instrument, what a neat gadget. How wonderful that would be to have that in our world, in our life today. How wonderful it'd be to take away the pains and to take away the problems, to take away the anxiety that we experience. How wonderful that would be. And we keep saying that, and we keep thinking that, how wonderful that would be. And would it really be wonderful? Would it really be wonderful to have those things taken care of like that? It could, very nicely, very, very perfectly. And science is working on it. They're developing more and more instrumentation that are taking care of these things. And they're coming out with pills and pills and pills that make you live forever, that make you live a healthy life all the time, that make you live in a fantastic body and a fantastic mind and a fantastic world. These are wonderful things. Instrumentation can do so much, can do so many things for us. It can make us feel so fantastic. It can be the magic wand of today if we want it. But our mind has always been the magic wand of the now. All of the years we've had the magic wand in our thought. And our thought has brought forth all of the health and the vitality and the magic that we would like in our life. It's been truly wonderful, truly magnificent, truly special. It's been something that has uplifted us in many ways. We think of great teachers or great leaders or great healers who have come across the earth, and we think how great they have been. And what instrumentation did they have? Did they have a tricorder? No, they didn't. They had a mental tricorder, perhaps. And they said, it is done unto us according to our belief. It is done unto us according to our thinking. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And we've told people who have mental problems that have taken them off balance. And we say, get back on balance. Balance yourself. Get back in order. And then we would tell them, now relax. Let the tension go. Let the anxiety go. And let peace be yours. And as peace is yours, health is yours. Good health is yours. And that good health is yours. And it is yours now. And we've used hypnotism to get into people's minds and to get into people's attitudes and to help them to think good, positive thinking, good, positive thoughts. And it works, and it works for a while. But then it goes back to the illness. It goes back to the problems. It goes back to the anxiety and the tension. And what is it that makes it go back to the anxiety, tension, problems that we had had in the past? What makes it go back there is our thinking. We begin thinking about our problems. We begin thinking about those things that distress us, and as we think about them, we empower them to be. We empower them to be what is our reality from what is our thought system. Now, we have the right, the privilege, the ability to think any thought we want. Now, what thought do you want to think? What concept do you want to have in your mind? What sort of attitude do you want to have that makes you feel 100%? Well, pills, they do it temporarily sometimes, and sometimes they work and sometimes they don't. Same pill with the same problem and the same different people doesn't always work. Why is it? It doesn't work because it's all truly mental. And if you believe those pills work, then they have some ability to work for you. And if you don't believe they work, then they don't. We've worked with many psychologists and many people who work on the mind. And they come up again and again to tell us it's our thinking, it's our attitude that makes our world healing. Our tricorder is our attitude. What is your attitude? Do you have a beautiful attitude of mind? Do you have a beautiful tricorder in you? Do you have a beautiful consciousness in you? It's a matter of what you want to build in you, what you choose to have in you, what you choose to be in you. Now, what do you choose to be in you? What do you choose to have in you? What do you choose to know about you? It's very simple and very definite, but that is our tricorder. That is our instrument that brings health into our world, that brings balanced attitudes, balanced thinking, balanced ways of knowing who you are. And it's a matter of something that you can do yourself. It's something that you can make happen yourself. It's something that you can bring forth in your world. Not something that somebody else does, but something that you bring forth in your world. And as you bring that forth in your world, it happens for you. And it only happens for you when you choose to bring it forth, when you choose to bring it out. Yes, we like the instruments. We like the things that tell us what sort of health we're in. But we like the things that sort of mend us, that heal us, that bring us back to wholeness. But if we would live in a world of peace and harmony and joy and love, if we would live in a world where we thought happy thoughts, where we thought abundant thoughts of joy and goodness, then that is what we would experience. Our tricorder is our attitude. Now think about that. Do you have an attitude in you? Do you have the ability to have an attitude in you? If you do, then that's what heals you. That's what mends you. That's what brings you forth out of the infinite into the allness and lets you experience who and what you are. Lets you know who and what you are. Lets you be who and what you are. So today, start affirming your attitude is perfect. I live in my ideal attitude. 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 Affirm this again and again and again, and be at peace. Be at peace as you live in your ideal attitude. Live in harmony as you live in your ideal attitude, and you'll find that everything in your life will be an expression of what it is that your attitude is. Simple as that. That's our tricorder, isn't it? Our attitude is our instrumentation that heals us, that brings us forth into the goodness that we are, that manifests in our life the allness that we are. You have the privilege to experience that today, right now, and know wholeness in your life right now, know health in your life right now. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect right now. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect right now. These are the tricorders of today, of you, of me, of everything we do. So take your tricorder and your attitude and surround your body with your attitude of wholeness and perfection, of joy and peace and harmony, of abundance, of happiness, now and forevermore. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.